Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 548, Being Fit Without Letting Food and Exercise Control You, by Keith Lai with tinybuddha.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now, before I get to today's post, I've realized I have 6 August birthdays in my family. And so today is actually my mom's birthday. So a very happy birthday to you, Mom, sending you lots of love. August is like December in the sense that I kind of have to save up some cash because of all the celebrations that occur because of all the birthdays. Kind of like my January credit card bill, my September credit card bill is always pretty shocking. Ooh, I realize today's Wednesday and I usually give you an inspirational quote, but luckily the post I'm about to read to you has one embedded in it. So before I get to that, real quick, I answer your questions every Friday, so don't forget you can send me one at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us, plus you make me super happy because I love answering your questions. All right, now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Being Fit Without Letting Food and Exercise Control You, by Keith Lai with tinybuddha.com. Quote, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. Unknown. Most people associate fitness with nothing but positive connotations. Exercising is the alleged solution to obesity and stress. Eating fresh, local, healthy foods is the age-old secret to a long and disease-free life. But what most people don't realize is that striving to live a healthy lifestyle can carry some seriously negative consequences if you don't approach it wisely. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for eating right and exercising, but the moment your life begins to revolve around your fitness, then you've already lost. Sacrificing your life to be healthy. In my early attempts to build a healthy and fit body that I could be proud of, I ruined my life. My entire life would be structured around my workouts. My meals were planned at exact intervals. And if I missed any of my workouts or if my meals weren't up to my standards, I would consider myself a failure and would get incredibly upset. Back then, I took an all or nothing approach to health and fitness. If I had one bad day of eating, then the entire week would be considered a waste. It was bad. My perfectionist approach to fitness began drawing attention. I would go to parties and eat nothing but raw veggies and drink water. People would question me, stare at me for why I was being so phobic about food. My own parents started getting frustrated with me because I would only eat certain foods. My so-called dedication to fitness turned into an obsession, one that overtook my life. All that exercising and healthy eating was meant to complement my life, not become it. When you take fitness too far. When you weigh yourself every hour. When you compensate the extra food you ate with even more exercising. When you get angry because you missed your workout. when you refuse to have cake at any wedding. Then, you've officially taken health and fitness too far. Exercising and healthy eating are simply tools to help you live a happier and more fulfilling life. They are meant to make the things you enjoy doing even more enjoyable. We all want to look good. We all want to be fit and healthy. But at what cost? Finding the middle ground. If you want your life and fitness habits to work in synergy, then you need to find the middle ground. The middle ground is where you can enjoy a piece of birthday cake without worrying about how it will make you look. It's where you can miss a workout and not sweat it. It's where you can go a day without weighing yourself. But of course, finding the middle ground is no easy task. Finding the middle ground isn't so much about finding the perfect workout or diet as it is about forging the right mindset. We all make mistakes. We all fail. The most important thing to remember is how you failed. You must learn from your mistakes, as cliche as that sounds. Find out what triggered you to overeat. Was it stress? If so, what's causing that stress and what can you do to fix it? Locate the root cause of your slip-ups and do your best to correct them. A life worth living. In this ultimate battle for health, in this pursuit of the perfect body, we sometimes fail to understand the true meaning of life and what's really important. Of course, everyone has different interpretations on the meaning of life, but I think we can all agree on one thing. Life is meant to be enjoyed, right? If you're not enjoying life, then what's the point of living? If all you think about is exercise and food and how certain things will affect your body, then you're never going to truly enjoy the things that make you happy. You're not living your own life, but instead you're living a life controlled by something as menial as eating. And that is not a life worth living. What is a life worth living? A life worth living is one where you can experience new foods without guilt. It's one where you can pick up a fork and put it in your mouth without a care in the world on how it's going to make you look. This is a life where you can go through the majority of your day without thinking about what time you're going to the gym or whether you ate enough protein. There's just so much more to life than having impeccable exercise and a nutrition plan. When your life and fitness habits are working together in perfect harmony, you'll find everything you do more enjoyable. Food will taste better, sleep will become more restful, and most importantly, an enormous load of stress and relief will be lifted off your shoulders. You just listened to the post titled, Being Fit Without Letting Food and Exercise Control You, by Keith Lai with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I know there's that little bit of fear when you've been working so hard, you've been working out and watching what you eat, and you've been so good that you worry that one meal is going to just totally erase all of that. I know that feeling very well. But the wonderful thing is, the body doesn't work that way. It's all in our heads. When we look at the research, we're actually finding that even a weekend of like binge eating and not working out really won't lead to all that much, if any, fat gain. Because again, the body has been trained so well most of the time that it can compensate for those days when you just let loose and aren't thinking about anything except that cheesecake and laying on the couch binging on Netflix. And again, that happens because you've done such a great job of training your body all the other times and for so long that the body goes, okay, this is happening, but I know how to deal with it. The trick is to not let that one weekend, those couple of days, turn into more days. So you enjoyed yourself Saturday and Sunday. Come Monday, as long as you're kind of back on track, you're going to be fine. You may weigh yourself Monday morning and go, oh my gosh, I'm 2 or 5 pounds heavier. Chances are, believe it or not, it's just water weight. And that weight will come off just as fast as it came on. It's likely not true fat weight that you put on. So again, have patience with yourself, let it go, get right back on track, and you're gonna be fine. All right, a quick reminder, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com/ask. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, it makes me super happy. I listen to every single one of them, and you're entered into special raffles to win books from us every month. All right, that's enough out of me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy birthday again, Mom. Love you. And I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.